交通他们在退休会里面所得到的。
Some of the saints fellowship with us concerning what they gained in the conference.
那我回去以后，我就觉得里面非常的饱足。
I was so satisfied after going back after the fellowship.
在那个聚会里面，我所听到的，在这个礼拜里面给我很大的帮助。
What I've heard in the meeting had been a great help to me in my daily living.
那特别是有一句话深深的印在我的心里面。
Especially there's a certain portion that is deeply in me.
那句话就是 Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面成了荣耀的盼望。
当我在这个里面的时候，有时候心里面有一点有一点不顺利的时候。
Every time I feel there's the way is not so smooth.
这句话就会浮现在我的里面。
This word is just floated in me.
是在我里面的基督是那个盼望。
Christ in me, the hope of glory.
从前我对这些圣经的认识有一点不同。
Before I have a different knowledge concerning this verse.
从前我认为呢，是基督成为有荣耀的盼望。
Is Christ becoming the hope of glory?
那个意思，我所的领会的意思就是是有一个非常荣耀的盼望。
I have a different understanding. It seems that it is another
a very glorious hope.
It's a very glorious hope.
但这次我发现，好像不完全是那样。
I feel it's quite different this way.
基督在我里面是那个盼望来得到那个荣耀。
Christ in me is the hope in order to gain the glory.
特别是在我们在思想马太福音的时候。
Especially while we are meditating on Matthew.
我们读到那个天国的律法的时候，我们心里面都有一个感觉。
After reading the law in the commandments, I have a kind of feeling.
觉得我们好像不能达到。
It seems that we cannot attain to such a standard.
但是我这个思想在我的里面的时候。
But when I have this in mind,
那句话就会出来。
And this word.Came out.
基督在我们里面就是那个荣耀的盼望。
Christ in me becoming the hope of glory.
所以我觉得这句话呢，就成为一句活的话。
So this word became a living word to me.
在这个礼拜里面，每天成为我的帮助。
In this week, it has become a great help to me.
所以我盼望以后，弟兄姊妹多交通一点。
So we hope that the saints will have more fellowship.
那我就可以少交通一点。
So I will have less fellowship.
今天呢，我们还想请一位姊妹跟我们交通一点关于退休会的事。
We want to ask a sister to fellowship concerning the conference.
上礼拜她不在，所以我们今天再给她一点机会。
Sister is just present last week, so we ask her to fellowship now.
Thank you. As we're going to the Richmond conference and then another conference, I don't know if I can take any more.
To attend Richmond and 机会以后又到加州去参加这种，不知道还能不能再坚守。
So we attend like after eating a big meal at dinner time, you don't think we'll ever have to eat again.
就是好像我们在晚餐吃了一个很丰盛的晚餐以后，就好像再也吃不下了。
The Lord reminds us in the morning that we need Him to be more of Him for that day.
但是早上到早晨的时候，主又在提醒我们，我们还是需要他。
We have the tape for you to listen to. I'm not going to do dance time.
我有那个夏令会的录音带，可以让你们听。
I really appreciate the Stephen Kong sharing.
我很喜欢张弟兄的交通。
He spoke on the golden lampstand.
他讲到金灯台。
This is a clear representation of Christ.
这就是基督的在预表。
And then the church in union with Christ needs to also be a representative of the golden lampstand.
那这金灯台也代表了教会与基督的一个联合的合
适。Exodus 25:31-40.
出埃及记25:31-40，就是他所讲的一个经节。
I'll let you read it to yourself. But in the sharing, he talks about the features of the Golden Lantern and the function.
你们自己可以这段时间提到讲到这个金灯台的样子和他们的功用和它的功用。
Also he talks about the furniture in the tabernacle.
他也讲到在会幕里的一些摆设。
Some were made of acacia wood covered over with pure gold.
有一些是用香柏木外面是造假木外面是以金金包裹。
And then there were two that were gold on the inside and outside.
有的是里外都是金的。
The acacia wood represented the human nature.
那个造假木就是代表我们天然的性情。
And then the gold was the divine nature.
那金就是神圣的性情。
That combination was the Lord Jesus.
那个合在一起就是我们的主耶稣。
It is also us as the church.
也是我们教会。
And he went into each one of, describing this beautiful lampstand.
他也继续描写那个美丽的金灯台。
The base which represents truth.
他的那个座就是真理。
Which we know the Lord Jesus is our truth and our foundation.
那主耶稣基督就是我们的真理，他就是我们的根基。
The knobs were constituted solid. We have that solid rock we can stand on.
它是我们的磐石，我们可以站立在它的上面。
The flowers represented the fragrance and the beauty of Jesus.
那个花就是代表基督的它的馨香和它的美丽。
And this is to represent the churches represent Christ.
这也就是说到，教会也要这样将基督的美丽显现出来。
But the amazing thing to me was that in the 31st verse and 36th verse, it says, and thou shalt make a lampstand of pure gold of beaten work, so the lampstand we made.
第31节和第36节特别吸引我，他就说要用金钉做一个灯台，然后都要接连一块锤出来。
The Lord doesn't do anything in mass production, the reproduction.
人不是大量的制作一些东西。
It's, as a church, we are having to be beaten to be formed together.
我们要成为一个教会，我们就必须要经过神的锤炼，然后把它接在。
There are no spiritual giants.
没有一些所谓的属灵的伟人。
And the beaten work is, the first Corinthians talks about the beaten work as being the carnal that has to be beaten out of us.
那就像在哥林多前书所说的，我们是属乎肉节，一切都要被锤掉。
The second Corinthians talks about the Paul talks about the thorn in the flesh.
在哥林多后书，保罗就说他肋旁的刺。
To remind us that we need Him, that our even our strength has to become our weakness in order for Him to be our strength.
这就说到我们实在是需要我们的主，即使我们的力量也要成为软弱，来支取他的力量。
And as we individually submit to His beaten work, He can save us.
当我们个人都降服在他的捶打的工作之下的话，他就能够制作我们。
And then we can be that vessel of light.
那我们就能够成为发光的器皿。
The tabernacle is just glass, just for that light.
在这会幕里面都是黑的，全是黑的，只有这个金灯台会发光。
And also talk about the snuffers and the snuff plates. They were always having to take care of that whip that it never would go out. And that's our responsibility as a church, never to let that light go off. We are the light of the world.
那这个还有蜡点跟蜡花盘都是要来不让这个金灯台上的灯火熄灭的，这就是我们今天一个教会应该要做的工作。
I said was coming over the desert at night. It was pitch black out there except for one little light here and one little light there.
当我昨天晚上飞过那个上空的时候，完全是黑的，除了这边有一点灯光，那一点灯光。
How the Lord is blessed for this school and the light. As a church, we want to be torn together to be that light in the world.
Lord, 我们现在来回到我们马太福音。
We come back to the book of Matthew.
好像是好久以前了。
Seems to have been a long time.
所以为了要让我们弟兄姊妹有点印象，我应该要来考试一下。
In order to have to remember the saints, maybe we have some quizzes.
我们
过去一共交通了四件事。
Before we have already fellowship four items.
我们今天是要交通第五件事。
Today we will fellowship the fifth item.
严格讲起来，我们过去交通只有交通
了三件事。
Strictly speaking, we have fellowship only three items.
因为头一次是概论。
Because the first is the introduction overview.
Yeah. Yeah.所以我来考考弟兄姊妹，我们在过去讲的讲过哪些题目
？Before what have we fellowship？
常见。讲到属天的侍奉。
We speak of the heavenly service.
很不容易，经过 Richmond 还可以记得。
After the conference in Richmond. When we can remember, it's not really an easy thing.
李文静。讲到律法。
Speak of the heavenly law.
这也对的。我们讲过属天的侍奉，讲到属天的律法，还有呢
？Speak of the heavenly service, heavenly law.
我们讲到属天的性格。
Then we speak of the heavenly character.
他们中间的关系是怎样
？What is the relationship between the three?
我想我们简单的把它的关系画一下。
Maybe I need to illustrate.
我们说属天的性格。
The heavenly character
是一切的中心。
The main focus of all things.
然后如果没有属天的性格，我们就没有办法来达到属天律法的要求。
Without the heavenly character, we cannot attain to the standard of the heavenly law.
所以我们刚刚看属天的律法的话，那我们是一点希望都没有了。
So when we only look at the heavenly law, we really have no hope.
但是感谢神，神把那个性格摆在我们的里面。
Praise God, He put this heavenly character in us.
好叫我们能够达到这律法的要求。
In order that we can attain to the standard of the heavenly law.
然后我们又讲到这个侍奉。
Then we speak of the heavenly service.
这个侍奉不是我们今天所看得见的侍奉。
This service is not what we can see today.
神乃是看重那看不见的。
What God is But its main focus is those which cannot be seen.
神主要的侍奉乃是从这个性格里面出来的侍奉。
What God wants is the services that came out of the heavenly.
那个侍奉是你右手做的，你左手都不知道的那个侍奉。
The kind of service that what we do with our right hand should not be known by the left hand.
怎么可能一个人右手做的事，他左手都不知道呢？
How can a person doing with his right hand cannot be made known to his left hand?
乃是因为他所做的是他生命的一部分。
Because what he has done is part of his heavenly life.
是他生命的一个表现，所以他不去注意他的。
It's an expression of his life within.
所以那也要从这个性格出来的。
All of this came out of the heavenly character.
那今天我们所要交通的乃是属天的价值。
Today what we will fellowship is the heavenly value.
是一个属天的天国的子民活在地上，他的价值是什么？
A heavenly citizen while living on this earth, what is his heavenly value?
什么是这个价值呢？
What is this value?
简单的说，就是到底什么是宝贵的？
The value means what is precious.
什么是宝贵的？
What is precious?
弟兄姊妹，今天我如果问你这个问题的话，
If I ask you this question,
你怎么样来回答我？
How will you answer me?
什么是最宝贵的？
What is the most precious thing?
在我们来思想什么对我们最宝贵以前，我们先来思想什么东西是最宝贵的东西。
Today, what will we meditate is what is the most precious thing in our life today?
怎么样我们来找到这个答案呢？
How can we find this answer?
有没有弟兄姊妹帮助我一下？
Can any of the saints help me?
孔英可不可以帮助我一下？什么是最宝贵的东西？
Define
什么是最宝贵的东西？
就完蛋。
哦，这很好，没有就完蛋。李安安的帮助我一下，什么样的东西是宝贵的东西？
What is the most precious thing?Jesus Christ.
那你翻了。
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ living in me is the most precious thing.
我想他们俩讲的都很对啊。
What the two have spoken is very right.
我自己在想的时候哦。
When I was meditating,
我觉得那个最宝贵的东西就是靠我们的心最近的东西。
The most precious thing is what is closest to our heart.
所以我们英文讲说 dear to my heart.
Or dear to my heart.
什么东西是对我们宝贵的东西，那个东西就靠我们的心最近。
The most precious thing in us is the thing that is dearest to our heart.
换句话说，那个东西是最能够吸引我们的心的。
In other words, the thing that will really capture our heart.
好，如果我们都同意这一点的话，那弟兄姊妹，什么东西最靠近你的心？
If we agree with this thing, then I will ask you, what is the thing that is dearest to your heart?
你不要，你不用回答我，你跟神讲就可以了。
Don't answer me, just tell it to God.
究竟，当你在生活的里面，什么东西最靠近你的心呢？
In our daily living, what is the thing that is dearest to our heart?
不是，我不是要那个标准答案。
I don't want the standard answer.
如果考试的话，你一定会写的。
If it is in the test, we will surely write the standard answer.
我乃是要知道那个真正靠近你心里的那个东西。
What I want really to know is the reality or the real thing that is dearest to your heart.
那是你每天都想到的那个东西。
Every day you think of this thing.
如果一个东西是很宝贵很宝贵，你不会一个礼拜想它一次。
If this thing is really precious to you, you won't just think it once a week.
如果一个礼拜你才想到它一次的话，那个东西不是很靠近你的心。
If you only think of it once a week, then this thing is not precious to you or dear to you.
一件真正抓住我们心的一件东西，我们每天都要思想它。
The thing that really captures your heart, you will think it every day.
所以这里，在马太福音第六章告诉我们一个问题：到底什么是我们所宝贵的？
In Matthew chapter 6, it tells us what is the thing that is dearest to us or precious to us.
这里，主就讲到一开始讲到一件事。
So the Lord immediately speak of one thing.
他讲到，积攒财宝这件事。
Speak of treasure.Keeping treasure, storing treasure.
财宝本身没有什么不好。
Treasure in itself is not bad.
积攒财宝也没有什么不好。
To lay up treasure is really not bad.
只有像我们弟兄姊妹现在应该轻松一点的。
We should relax a little bit.
我没有说积攒财宝不好。
I don't say that to lay up treasure is not bad.
这里最重要的一件事，是
这个地上还是在天上。
But what I will say is that whether you lay up treasure on earth or in heaven,
这个有差别。
Then there is a difference.
主盼望我们都积攒财宝。
The Lord wants us to lay up treasure.
但是乃是在天上的财宝。
But to lay up treasures in the heavens.
为什么地上的财宝不好呢？
Why is the treasures on earth not good?
而为什么主说地上的财宝不好呢？
How come the Lord say the treasures on earth is not good?
这里我们稍微了解一下当时他们所做的财宝是指的什么。
Let's try to see what is the treasure they are trying to mention before.
在主耶稣的时代，那个财宝就指的两件东西。
The time of our Lord, the treasure refers to two things.
一方面，特别他们的财宝是指的一种紫色的布。
The treasure they are talking about is concerning a purple color garment.
Yeah. 另外呢，就是那个细麻布。
Linen.
这
white linen.
这两种布呢，在当时就是那个宝贝的东西。
These two things are precious at that time.
另外呢，就是那个钱币。
Secondly is concerning wealth.
这两个都是当时的宝贝。
At that time, these two things are precious.
凡是有钱的人都积攒了很多。
Those who are rich, lay up this kind of treasure.
这里有两个问题在里面。
There is two questions.
那个布呢是有虫咬的。
This kind of cloth has
虫会来咬。
Eaten by moth.
如果那个布摆在那里的话，就有虫来吃它。
If you lay up treasures of linen and purple, then the moth will eat them.
这个钱币呢，摆在那边不用的话呢，会生锈的。
If you store up wealth or money, then the rust will corrupt them.
所以这两样东西，为着要让它们不被虫咬，也不生锈的话。
In order to let not the moth or rust corrupt them,
那你这个人就要花很多功夫去保护它。
Then we will use a lot of effort in order to keep them.
那弟兄姊妹说，那我们今天我们也不用布当做宝贝啊。
We don't need to treasure this kind of cloth.
今天我们也不存钱币。
There is no need for us to store up wealth or money.
那我们的财宝就不受这两样东西的影响，对不对？
So we are not affected with these kinds of treasure.
事实上今天我们的财宝也有虫咬的。
But today our treasure also is corrupted by moth.
今天的那个虫叫做 inflation.
The moth is inflation.
所以如果有财宝的人呢，就很担心这个虫。
If those who have wealth is very concerned concerning inflation.
所以真正的有钱的人不会就把钱摆在银行的里面。
So those who are rich, really rich, they do not keep their money in the bank.
因为放在银行里面就等于有虫咬一样。
Because if you keep it in the bank, then it equals to being eaten by moth.
那所以他们就要想办法做另外的投资。
So they try to invest it in somewhere else.
但是投资呢就有另外一个毛病。
But if to invest it, we have another problem.
这可能会被人骗。
Maybe we will be fooled by somebody else.
这里说有盗贼来挖窟窿的。
Because thieves might come in and destroy.
当你投资你的钱的时候，你不知道那个窟窿有多大。
If we invest it, we don't know how big is the hole.
所以今天的虫比以前的虫还要厉害。
So the moth right now is more dangerous than before.
今天的那个盗贼比以前的还要厉害。
The thieves are more dangerous than before.
所以当一个人在地上拥有了财富的时候，
When a person has treasures or wealth,
为了要防止这个虫，为了要防止这个盗贼，
In order to keep away the moth and the thieves,
他就要把他整个精神都摆在上面。
So he needs to exert his full energy to keep it.
所以有人说，当你在地上拥有一件东西的时候，
So what a person said, if you have something on earth today,
实际上是那个东西来拥有你。
It is the thing that captures you.
我们在地上如果要真正得到一个东西的话，
If we really want to attain something,
必须要让那个东西来得着你。
The thing should first capture your being.
我们举例来说，如果你要得到一个人的爱，
Let's give an example. If you want to gain the love of somebody,
你一定要让那个人得到你。
We should let that person gain you first.
要不然你就得不到真的爱。
Then we never can gain real love.
如果
你要得到一个人的尊重。
If we want to gain respect from somebody,
你就要先尊重那一个人。
Then we should need respect the other person first.
如果你要得到钱财，
If we want wealth,
你就要让钱财得到你。
Then we should let wealth gain you first.
这是在是一件事实。
This is a reality.
所以主在这里告诉我们。
So the Lord tells us,
不要积攒那个财宝在地。
So we should not lay up treasures upon the earth.
主不是叫我们在地上不做事也不赚钱。
The Lord doesn't tell us not to do things on earth today.
乃是叫我们不要把那个东西当作财宝。
But we should not let these things to become our treasure.
换句话说，不要把那个东西放在我们的心很靠近我们心的地方。
We should not place these things very dear to our heart.
稍微放远一点。
We should let this thing be far from our heart.
稍微有一点距离。
We should place a distance from.
大概离开一个手掌一个手的距离就可以。
Maybe the length is about your hand.
Your arms.
Your arms.
这样我们这个人。就不会被我们的财宝所掌握。
So because of this, then we will not, our heart will not be captured by these things.
我们怎么样能够看见什么是珍宝呢？
How can we really see what is a real treasure?
刚才我们姊妹交通很好。
Our sister fellowship very good.
在哥林多后书里面就讲到，我们里面到底什么是宝贝？
The Second Corinthians speak concerning what is the real treasure.
他说宝贝在我们这瓦器的里面。
There is a treasure in the earthen vessel.
那个是真的宝贝。
Then that's real treasure.
那个是一个虫不能够咬的一个宝贝。
This kind of treasure is moth and rust does not corrupt.
那个宝贝也是那个贼偷不走的一个宝贝。
And this kind of treasure the thieves cannot steal it.
这才是我们最宝贵的一件事。
This is the real treasure.
我们怎么样能看见这件事？
How can we really see this thing?
我们怎么能够认识真正的宝贝？
How can we really know the real treasure?
所以他就讲到这个是一个眼睛的问题啊。
It's a matter of our eyes.
在他说眼睛呢就是身上的灯。
Our eyes is the light of the body.
眼睛如果嘹亮全身就明亮。
If the eye is single then the body is full of light.
所以这个中文说嘹亮实在英文说是单一。
What the English say, the English version say is I be single, then the body is full of light.
就是说我们这个人的眼睛呢要来单一。
Our eye should be single.
我们的眼睛如果不单一的话，我们就不能够看见什么是真的宝贝。
If our eye is not single, then we cannot really see what is the real treasure.
如果一个人眼睛如果昏花的话，全身就黑暗了。
If our eye is evil, then the body is full of darkness.
什么是眼睛昏花呢？
What do you mean by eye is evil?
就是看不出什么是宝贝。
Then it means to say we cannot really see what is the real treasure.
好像这在基督呢是宝贝。
We can see that Christ is the real treasure.
那好像这个地上的财宝也是宝贝。
Then we also see that the earthly wealth is also treasure to us.
当我们的眼睛看到两样东西的时候，
If our eyes see these two things,
是表示我们的眼睛昏花了。
Then it means to say our eyes is evil.
如果我把我的眼睛拿下来的话，
If we take out our eyes,
那我看每一个人都是两个。
Then we see, we take off our eyeglass, then we see these two things as one.
因为我有点散光了。
Because there is a reflection. Stigmatism.
同样的，如果我们这个人属灵的眼睛如果昏花的话，
If our eyes is fuzzy,
我们就好像看到两样事情。
Then we see two things.
一方面是那个真正的宝贝。
On the one hand, we see the real treasure.
但另外一方面呢，我们又看到地上的宝贝。
Yet on the other hand, we see the earthly treasure.
那我们仇敌就给我们有一个陷阱。
Then the enemy give us a kind of
trap. 他就告诉我们为什么两样都得到不是更好吗？
The enemy will say, if we gain this whole treasure, it will be good.
那不是好，在地上的时候有地上的财宝吗？那到天上的时候有天上的财宝。
Then the enemy will tell us, if we are on earth, we can have the earthly treasure. If we are in heaven, we have the heavenly treasure.
那主就说了，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Then the Lord said, a person cannot serve two masters.
今天如果说你有两个主人，
if you have two masters.
两个主人你都要听。
If these two masters, you will listen to them.
如果这两个主人，他们两个人，常常都是意见都是一致的。
If these two masters have the same opinion,
我想那就没有什么问题。
Then there is no problem.
如果这两个主人意见不一样，
But if these two masters have different opinion,
那你怎么样可能同时侍奉这两个主人？
Then how can you serve together these two masters at the same time?
一个人要你往东，一个人要你往西。
One will ask you to go to the north, and the other will go to the south.
所以你就不能侍奉两个主人。
So we cannot serve two masters.
所以他说一个人不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
A man cannot serve both God and Mammon.
这里主没有说不应该。
The Lord say, does not say you cannot.
No, he did not say you should not.
You should not.
他是说你不能。
The Lord say you cannot. You can't. Cannot.
不是我们不应该，而是我们根本不可能。
It doesn't mean that you should not, but you cannot.
没有一个人，这是一件不可能的事情。
This thing is really impossible.
不管你要不要做都好。
Whether you want to do it or not.
是一件不可能做成的事。
It is a thing that you really cannot do it.
所以你要不要做是很清楚了。
If you want to do it, it's real clear.
是不可能的一件事。
It's a really an impossible thing to do.
所以这一件事是在这个天我们讲到天国价值里面的时候头一件主告诉我们看见的事。
When we speak of the heavenly values, it's the first thing that the Lord mentioned.
我们要认识什么是宝贵的。
We should really know what is the real treasure.
而且我们只能够拣选一样。
And we can only choose one thing.
好，然后下面呢我们时间是非常的紧了。下面呢就讲到说怎么样能够活在这个价值的里面。
Then we speak of how can we live in this value.
既然我们知道什么是宝贵的。
Then after knowing that what is the real treasure.
好，我们怎么样活在这个光景的里面。
How can we live in this such kind of condition.
怎么样可以带到我的生活里面呢。
How can we bring it in our daily living.
在我每一天生活的里面我当怎么样活着呢。
In every day, in our daily living, how should we live?
非常的简单。
Very simple.
就四个字。
Just four words.
英文就三个字。
In English, only three words.
在中文里面就是不要忧虑。
Do not be anxious.
Do not worry.
Do not worry.
只要我们只要如果能够用这四个字成为我们的生活的一个写照的话，我们就是活在这个价值的里面。
If we use these three words in our daily living, then it will be living in this value.
我想主实在了解我们这个人。
The Lord really knows us.
因为他知道我们每一个人都在 worry.
Because every one of us worry.
有谁上礼拜都没有 worry 的？
Who last week doesn't worry? I did.
Our brother said he did. 那其他人都是承认有的。
So everybody really recognized that they really worry.
表示我们的神实在是知道我们。
Our God really knows us.
我们读圣经的时候，最安慰的一件事就发现神了解我们。
When we read the Bible, what really comforts us is that God really knows our condition.
他知道我们这个人在地上生活，我们的难处在哪里。
The Lord really knows when we are living on this earth what is our real problem.
我们最大的难处，我们就是担心。
Our biggest problem is that we worry.
为什么一个人会忧虑呢？
How can a person worry?
因为还有明天。
Because there is tomorrow.
因为还有明天，所以我们要担心明天怎么样。
Because there is tomorrow, then we are anxious of what will we do with tomorrow.
为什么那个小鸟不担心呢？
How come the little birds does not worry?
你有没有看到一个鸟很不高兴的？
Can you see a bird that is not happy?
你有没有看到一个鸟很忧虑样子？
Can you see a bird that is worrying?
如果你会说话，他跟你讲，我不知道明天要吃什么呢。
If he can only speak, he will tell you, I really don't know what I will eat tomorrow.
我想你在从来没有看过一个鸟是这样子。
You have never seen such kind of a bird.
他好像当天吃饱，他就很高兴了。
After eating today, then he is very happy.
他就在那里唱歌了。
Then he is singing.
他就那里很喜乐了。
And he is very happy.
他就把那个神创造他的那一份表达出来了。
Then he expresses the creation of God.
所以他完全把神创造他的目的在那里发表出来。
Then he expresses the purpose of God in creating him.
他并没有什么特别的恩赐。
He doesn't have any special gift.
他那一天吃饱了，他就把主给他那一天的表现出来。
After he had eaten, he expresses his
这就是一个要活在天国价值里面的人。
Then this is the kind of person that is living in the heavenly values.
就像那个鸟一样。
Like this little bird.
我们就是因为太多的担心明天了。
But because we are so worrying about tomorrow.
所以我们不能够不能够像那个小鸟一样单纯的活在神的面前。
Then we cannot be just like this little bird, simply living in the presence of God.
小鸟得到那天的食物，我们也得到今天的食物了。
When the little bird has gained his food for today, we also gain the food for today.
但小鸟得到以后，他就赞美。
But the little bird sings after getting his food.
那我们得到以后，我们就想明天。
But after we gain the food for today, then we think of tomorrow.
所以主就让我们看见一件事。
Then the Lord showed us one thing.
那个鸟是这样不值钱的东西。
This little bird is really worthless.
这个鸟也没有永远的生命。
And this little bird does not have eternal life.
这个鸟在神的国里面还没有份。
And this little bird does not have a part in this kingdom.
那我们乃是神所拣选的长子。
But we are the chosen sons of God.
我们乃是将来这天国的的那个产业的主人。
Then we are the masters of the heavenly inheritance in the kingdom.
如果那个鸟都没有缺乏，我们怎么会缺乏？
If the bird doesn't have any lack, how can we have any lack?
所以我们实在要学习一件事。
We should really learn one thing.
靠主常常喜乐。
We should rejoice in the Lord.
我们当然，我们这个人自己是没有喜乐。
By ourselves, we cannot rejoice.
但是靠着主，我们要常常的喜乐。
But with the Lord, we should rejoice in the Lord.
另外你看那个百合花。
We see the flowers, the lilies in the field.
那百合花是非常的美丽。
The lilies are beautiful.
但是这个百合花的生命只有一两天。
But the lilies has his life is only one or two days.
所以在这个整个这个宇宙的在时间的里面呢，这个百合花只有一两天的生命。
In the time scale of the universe, the lilies time frame is only one or two days.
我们想到在这个宇宙里面有多少的东西。
In this universe, there's a lot of things.
那这个百合花又算得了什么呢？
So what is the lilies in the universe?
一两天就没有了。
It's only one or two days, then he's gone.
但是你看神给他的装饰是多么的美丽。
But we see how the Lord clothed them.
所以神没有忽略那样一个小微小的东西。
So the Lord does not forsake this little thing.
虽然所罗门王的衣服是非常的漂亮。
Even though the Solomon's clothing is real gorgeous.
但是如果你把那个衣服拿到那个显微镜下面来看的话。
But if we try to put it in the front of the mirror.
就不漂亮了。
Microscope is not beautiful.
就不好看。
Then it will not be beautiful.
那个倍数越大的话，你就看见那个衣服越不好看。
The more we put it in the microscope, the more we see that the clothing is not beautiful.
但是你拿一个那个百合花到显微镜下面去看看。
But when we put the lilies in the microscope,
越大的那个倍数的显微镜，那个你发现越漂亮。
The bigger is the microscope, the more we see it, the lilies is beautiful.
要花多少时间做一件所罗门的衣服呢？
How long do we try to produce the garment of Solomon?
但是那个百合花的生命却只有一两天。
But the life of the lily is only one or two days.
神既然没有忽略那个百合花。
Since the Lord does not abandon the lilies,
神怎么会忽略我们这些信他的人呢？
How can he forsake those who believe on him?
所以从这两件事里面，我想我们的主给我们非常有力的一个解释。
So in these two things, the Lord gave us a very good explanation.
让我们有一个不要忧虑，能够不要忧虑。
Causing us to know that we should not worry.
他说我们的需要，我们的父亲是知道的。
He said, what we need, the Father knows.
我想这一件事情让我们心里面就非常受安慰。
This caused our heart to be comforted.
不管我们的心里面有什么样的需要。
Even though what we really need in our heart.
或者是我们的环境上有什么样的需要。
Even in our situation, the thing that we need.
我们要记得一件事。
We should remember one thing.
就是我们的天父，他是知道的。
we should remember one thing that our Father knows.
他已经是知道的。
He already knows what we need.
那我们来忧虑呢，还是让他来忧虑比较好？
If we should let him worry than us.
既然他是知道的，
Since he already knows.
那我们就不要再忧虑了。
We should not worry.
我觉得我们这个人长大了，虽然我们得到很多东西，但是我们也失掉一样东西。
After we have grown, we have gained a lot of things, but we lost one thing.
我们就失去了一个孩子的单纯。
We lost the simplicity of a child.
孩子们都不太担心明天的。
The child does not worry for tomorrow.
他不用去想明天要怎么样。
He doesn't think, what shall I do for tomorrow?
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么一个孩子可以不担心明天呢？
How come a child does not worry for tomorrow?
因为他对他的父母亲有完全的信。
Because he trusts his parents.
为什么我们今天不能够这样的无忧无虑呢？
How come we cannot be thus like this little child?
因为我们对我们的天父没有完全的信靠。
Because towards our heavenly father, we do not have the full trust.
所以圣经上有这样的告诉我们说，一个人如果不信的话，这个不信是一个罪。
So in the Bible it says a person who doesn't have a faith, it is a sin.
因为如果我们不信的话，我们在地上就要忧虑。
If we do not believe or have faith, then we start to worry.
我们如果在地上忧虑的话，我们就不能够彰显神的荣耀。
If we do worry, then we cannot express the glory of God.
我们在地上既不喜乐也不平安。
Then we have no joy or peace.
那我们就不能够在这里彰显神要我们所彰显的。
Then we cannot express what God wants us to express.
所以圣经上很严肃地说，不信的恶心就是罪。
So the Bible says there is what we call the sin of unbelief.
所以这段圣经把它总观的来讲，就讲到两件事。
So in summary, this portion speak of two things.
一件事让我们看见什么是真正的价值。
It speak of what is the real value.
第二件事，我们怎么样活在这个价值的里面。
Secondly, how can we live in this value?
让我们都来学习做一个靠主而活的人。
May we all learn to live by the Lord.
靠主而活，我们都觉得是一件好像很崇高的一件事啊。
To live by the Lord, it seems to us a very high standard.
但是其实是一件实际的事。
But it is really something practical.
还是我们每一天可以经历的事。
And every day we can experience it.
我们如果能够在我们的生活的里面实际的来学习靠主而不忧虑明天。
If we today in our daily living we can live by the Lord and not worry for tomorrow,
我们就要像那个鸟一样的喜乐。
Then we will be like this little bird, always happy.
我们就要像那个花一样的美丽。
We will be like this lily, always beautiful.
盼望主是在吸引我们的心。
May the Lord really capture our heart.
让我们在地上每一天都是这么的喜乐。
That in every day we will always be joyful.
每一天都是这么的美丽。
Every day will always be beautiful.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你实在是我们的宝贝。
You are really our treasure.
今天早上我们谢谢你。
Today we give thanks to you.
让我们看见你实在是那最宝贵的。
So, causing us to see you are that treasure in us.
除你，我们的好处实在不在你的以外。
We suffer in us.Amen.
我们也求你让我们能够在我们的生活里面来经历你的自己。
We pray that in our daily living we experience
you. 让我们来学习来做一个信靠你的人。
Causing us to be a person who trusts you.
让我们的这个人的里面实在充满了喜乐。
That in us we will be joyful.
因为我们知道我们的天父知道我们的需要。
Because we know that our heavenly father knows what we need.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In your presence name we pray. Amen.